Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, May 6th, One Take Wednesday. I want to begin a little differently today. I want us to confess to the Lord our sin and ask the Lord to continue to do the work of testing us and our anxious thoughts, according to Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, which says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Lord, we want to open our hearts to you today, asking if there is anything offensive in us. Oftentimes we recognize the sin that we're battling, and we pray, Lord, that you would give us the mind of Christ. We also ask you to help us take every thought captive and to make it obedient to Christ. Lord, test us today and know our anxious thoughts. We want to be a people who serve you with our whole heart, our mind, and our soul. And as we open your word today, Lord, we want to do so as a people who love you and are so grateful for the forgiveness that you provide according to Psalm 130. Because you, Lord, don't keep a record of sin. With you, there is forgiveness. And so we come to you now in reverence, worshiping you, and praising you as we open your love letter to us today. Genesis 18, starting in verse 1, and we'll read through verse 15 today, and then tomorrow we'll read verses 16 through 22. The Lord appeared to Abraham at the oaks of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance of his tent during the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to meet them, bowed to the ground, and said, "My Lord, if I have found favor with you, please do not go on past your servant. Let a little water be brought, that you may wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. I will bring a bit of bread so that you may strengthen yourselves. This is why you have passed your servant's way. Later, you can continue on." "Yes," they replied, "do as you have said." So Abraham hurried into the tent and said to Sarah, "Quick, knead three measures of fine flour and make bread." Abraham ran to the herd and got a tender, choice calf. He gave it to a young man who hurried to prepare it. Then Abraham took curds and milk, as well as the calf that he had prepared, and set them before the men. He served them as they ate under the tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There in the tent," he answered. The Lord said, "I will certainly come back to you in about a year's time, and your wife Sarah will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent behind him. Abraham and Sarah were old and getting on in years. Sarah had passed the age of childbearing, so she laughed to herself, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I have delight?" But the Lord asked Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Can I really have a baby when I'm old?' Is anything impossible for the Lord?" I'm going to read that verse again. "Is anything impossible for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will come back to you, and in about a year, she will have a son." Sarah denied it. "I did not laugh," she said, because she was afraid. But he replied, "No, You did laugh. Okay, that's where we're gonna end for today. This is such a weird story. Abraham is sitting in the heat of the day by his tent, and three men come up, and Abraham is like excited. I don't know if it's because he doesn't see many people or he knows it's the Lord somehow. Is it the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? There's lots of mysterious things going on here. And when they say they'll stay, he quickens himself off and he gets Sarah to make bread and he goes and prepares a calf for them to eat. And then they have this unique conversation with Abraham. And the Lord, it says in verse 10, says, I will certainly come back to you in about a year's time, and your wife Sarah will have a son. And I can imagine Sarah just sitting there at the edge of the tent, listening as hard as she could through the little cracks to every word that was being said. And then she laughed, because when the Lord said she was going to have a son, she thought, oh my goodness, like, I've already been through menopause and my husband is old. And she says, I am worn out and my Lord is old. And yet the Lord says, is anything possible for me? That is such a good word for all of us today. Lord, in those situations where we do not see a way forward and we cannot understand what you are doing, may we remember that nothing is impossible for you. Psalm 115 is a beautiful psalm which reminds us that the world is created for the glory of God. This psalm also teaches us about different attributes of our Lord. Remember, sometimes we'll go and we'll pray just the attributes of God. That could be fun to do in the coming days. In this passage alone, I see God's faithful love on display. The fact that God hears us, that he listens and he speaks. What a beautiful characteristic. We don't have a God that is deaf or is mute. We don't serve an idol. We serve a living God. Verse 12 reminds us that he remembers and that he blesses us. And even the small among us and the great, he seeks to bless all of us who fear him. And he's a great giver. He's made the heavens and the earth, and he has given us the earth as a gift. Psalm 115. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your faithful love, because of your truth. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven and does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throats. Those who make them are just like them, as are all who trust in them. Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord add to your number, both yours and your children's. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's, but the earth is the giver. But the earth has been given to the human race. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, nor any of those descending into the silence of death. But we will bless the Lord, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening along as we have read God's Word together today, being reminded that there is nothing that is impossible for the Lord, mindful of the fact that God is our help and our shield, just reveling in the fact that His faithful love and truth follow us, and that He forgives and is the giver of all good things. As we end, I want to return to that repentant heart and pray portions of the evening prayer for the second day from the Diary of Private Prayer. But before I do, I just want to say, I hope you have the best day. And as you commit yourself to the Lord today, be just ever mindful of His presence and His transforming power. Will you pray with me? O Lord, search me and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. O Lord, forgive me for my failure to be true, even to my own standards, my excuses in the face of temptation, my choosing of the worst when I know the better. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. O Lord, forgive me for my failure to apply to myself the standards I demand of others. Forgive my blindness to the suffering of others and the time it takes me to learn from my own. Forgive my apathy towards wrongs that do not impact me and my oversensitiveness to those that do. O Lord, search me and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. O Lord, forgive me for my slowness to see the good in others and to see the flaws in myself, my hard-heartedness toward the faults of others, and my readiness to make allowances for my own, my unwillingness to believe that you have called me to a small work and my brother or sister to a great one. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.